And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Alan Colton. Now that the NCAA, followed by its cute little lapdog, the ACC, have banned collegiate sports playoff events from North Carolina, I know that the proper response is to slink about like guilty children scolded by the adults who know better. But is it too much to ask who these people are? These NCAA people have no names, no faces. I don't know who they are. You don't know who they are. Yet they wield plenty of economic power over all of us. They appear to be progressives, as the NCAA rules do allow for men who become women to play on women's sports teams. That's right, 12 months of hormone therapy is the main requirement. So get ready for the next big story. Sooner or later, I suppose sooner, a transgender athlete will play for a women's basketball or softball team. It would be helpful if we could talk about this before it happens, you know, before the media juggernaut descends and bowls us all over. So allow me the first salvo. Transgenders should not be allowed to play on women's teams because of self-evident biology, testosterone levels, muscle mass, bone structure, DNA, psychology. These things tell us that men and women are different. Progressives proclaim the supremacy of science in matters of human origins and climate change, but now they say that gender is determined by self-identification, not biology. But that's not science. That's ideology. The NCAA should proceed with caution in this matter. Boycotts can work in the opposite direction. This is Alan Colton.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues,
on the new WCHL.